In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the sixth Perek Masechta Menachot. The Mishnah begins: Kol haMenachot haNasot b'Kli. All the Mincha offerings that are made in a Kli, meaning they're baked in a Kli. So this will refer to the Minchat Machvat and Minchat Marcheshet, the shallow pan and deep pan Mincha offerings. Mishnah says they are not Shalosh Matonot Shemen. They require three instances where the oil is added. They are Tzika uBlila. That's when oil is poured on at the end. Belila, that's when it's mixed in with the oil. Matan shemen bakli kodem lasiatan, and that's when the oil is first poured into the kli prior to adding the fine flour. So if you notice, these are mentioned actually out of order, because the oil is placed in the kli first and it's mentioned last. And that is because it's mentioned in the order that we learn them in the Torah. The belila and tzik is learned from minchat machvat, which is mentioned prior to minchat marcheshet, from which we learn the shemen has to be placed in the kli first, as it says, solat b'shemen ta'aser. The fine flour has to be added into the oil. The Gemara explains that why does the Mishnah begin by really restricting this discussion to the Minchat Machvat and Minchat Marcheshet, when really it also applies to Minchat Solet, meaning the regular fine flour offering that's not baked, which also requires these three instances where the oil is added. And that is because it's excluding the oven-baked Mincha offerings, the Ma'afat Tanur, which doesn't require Yitzika, which the pouring of oil at the end. So Mishnah then adds, V'chalot bolalan. So we have a debate here of when exactly this blila, the mixing in of the oil, is performed. According to Rebbe, he learns it from Minchat Ma'afat Tanur, which says solet chalot matzot bulalo b'shemen. So it sounds like the chalot matzot are mixed in the shemen, so it must be when they've already been baked into loaves and then broken into small pieces. Whereas the Chachamim say, look at the pasuk. The pasuk refers to a solet, which is fine flour, and therefore it's at the solet stage that we have this process of Blila, where the oil is mixed in. Let's continue. V'ha'chalot to'onot blila, v'ha'rikkin mushuchim. So, referring to the loaves of the Mincha Ma'afat Tanur, they require blila, as we explained, according to the Chachamim, that's at the time when it's still fine flour, whereas when it comes to the rikkim, this is still the second type of oven-baked Mincha offering, which was made into wafers, or very thin, like crackers or wafers. The oil is added as actually meshuchim. It's not mixed in with oil. Rather, it's, as we learned previously, it's just kneaded with flour. And at the end, they would mark them with oil, as the Mishnah explains. Ketzan moshchan, how would they anoint them or mark them with oil? It says kamin ki. It was in a figure, or that they would draw onto it, like the shape of the Greek letter ki, which is, Kant explains, is like the letter X in English. And there's a debate, discussion exactly what the letter is, but we'll just go with that explanation. And I said, Oshar Hashemen, well, if you're not pouring all the oil on, you're just marking it with this letter X, then what happens to the rest of the oil? That's Nechala Koinim, it's given to the Koinim to consume. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalet. Kol haMenachot haNa'asot b'Kli. Once again, here referring to Mincha offerings that are made in a vessel. So that's Machvat and Marcheshet. But we're also adding, for the purpose of our discussion in this Mishnah, is the oven-baked Mincha offerings, whether they're Chalot or Rikikim. So they all require Te'unot Petita. They have to be broken up into small pieces. And Mishnah is going to describe exactly how that occurred. Before doing so, we should understand that the Torah says specifically potot otal pitim, but that's mentioned when discussing the minchat machavat, the shallow pan or the frying pan, the mincha offering. But it's understood to apply to all these other mincha offerings, all other baked ones, because the Torah expands it by saying mincha, he applying the more broad term that applies to including other mincha offerings. However, since it says potet otal, which seems to be excluding or restricting the scope of it, that excludes the shtei halechem alecha panim that is not broken up into small pieces. So how does it perform? Mishnah says, minchat Yisrael, when it comes to a mincha offering that's brought by an Yisrael, where the kmitza has to be formed, they would simply kofil echad l'shnaim, they fold it in half, u'shnaim la'arba, and fold it in half again. So then you've got broken into four. U'mavdel, and break it into, and pull it apart. When it comes to Minchat Kohanim, though, where Kmitza wasn't performed, here we have a debate. According to the first understanding is Kofel Achad L'Shnaim V'Shnaim La'Arba, but still you'd have to fold it into the various parts, as we've already explained, 1 into 2 and 2 into 4. However, they would not need to be separated, because Kmitza, where we separate a small amount, that wasn't performed. The whole thing was burnt, as we've already learnt. Minchat Kohen Mashiach, this is the Mincha offering, the Mincha Chavitin, the Kohen Gadol brought every day, twice a day. That would Lohayak Mekaf Pla, they wouldn't even be folded at all, sounds like at all, but really it wasn't folded into four, but really into two, as the Gemara really explains. Rabbi Shimon says, Mincha Kohanim Mincha Mashiach Ein Bahem Petita. When it comes to the Mincha offerings of the Kohanim and Kohen Mashiach, where there was no Kmitza, it didn't require Petita, it didn't even require to be folded at all. Why Mipnesh Ein Bahem Kmitza? And since there's no Kmitza, and apply to them, then petita is unnecessary. Then the Mishnah adds a final statement, the kulam kezeitim, meaning when you break it up into small parts, it is to be the size of a kezeit, these small pieces. The question is, who is saying this? According to one understanding, it's Rabbi Shimon saying that really, you wouldn't fold it into four pieces like the opinion of the Tanakama. You'd fold it into, or you'll break it into small parts at about a kezeit each. That is the measure, not simply 1 to 2 and 2 to 4. Other explainer, this is really this shear, this measure of zeitim is really everybody. And the Mishnah says is that when you break it into small pieces, the minimum size really is kezait, and you wouldn't have to go less than a kezait, even according to the Chachamim. Those are the Mishnah today.